patriarch and five-time chief minister of Tamil Nadu, M. Karunanidhi, took his last breath on Tuesday evening after fighting a prolonged battle with illness. The Kalainar, who holds a record for the longest-serving president of a political party, where he served for almost 50 years. He will be buried at Chennai's Marina Beach, where three of the other former chief ministers, including J. Jayalalitha, have also been cremated. He started his career as a screenwriter in Tamil film industry, which created a huge impact on people of Tamil Nadu. The man who has been guiding force in South film industry also had a landslide victory on his political power. So let us recount some of his unforgettable contribution to Indian politics. Equal to right of woman. Working for the upliftment of women in the state of Tamil Nadu, Karunanidhi brought a law giving women the right to claim a share in the ancestral property equal to men. 16 years before the central government passed it as a national law, he reserved one-third of the government jobs for women in Tamil Nadu. Education and job. Around 69% reservation in Tamil Nadu educational system that had provided all castes a chance to study. The first graduate scheme that was introduced, which gave free education for the first graduate from any family of Tamil Nadu. And this was a major reason for the IT boom throughout the state of Tamil Nadu. He had also taken massive step to bring more IT companies, and not just in Chennai, but equally in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. This uplifted a lot of families from poverty. Next is about the health. Karunanidhi also worked for the betterment of low-income group by introducing the first-class public insurance scheme. This insurance scheme had helped the poor in various private as well as the public hospitals. Next comes the reservation. He increased reservations of SCs from 16 to 18%, allocating 1% of the STS and successfully providing reservations for the backward Muslims and Tamil. Karunanidhi was instrumental behind the implementation of Mandal recommendations. Interstate Council was also established, furthering federalism. 27% reservation for backward class faced stiff opposition in the north, while DMK and Tamil Nadu warmly welcomed it. During the last stretch of his illness, President Ramnath Kovind to Vice President Venkaiah Naidu and a number of political leaders across party visited him. And today we have seen Prime Minister Narendra Modi too paying the tribute to the late DMK chief at Rajaji Hall and briefly met the members of his family. He was a colossus of Tamil Nadu politics. He will be remembered more than a political leader in our country. Truly, it is a great loss for all of us. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.